the day that the Lord has made. Let us what? Rejoice and be glad in it. So that's the day that the Lord's kept us, y'all. He didn't have to do it, but he did. Aren't you glad he did? I am. I'm so glad he kept us another day. I'm also, I tell you, just so much going on. As I say, from 1 week to the next, I'm so disturbed. I don't know about you, but every time you look around, there's something going on. You know, this past week, you know, shooting at Joel Osteen Church. I'm telling you, the devil is, he's at work. He's killing, stealing, and destroying. That's his mission, y'all. Y'all better pay attention. You know, I'm so disturbed. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you for this day. Thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. We ask that your hand be upon us today to continue to lead us and guide us in this last hour and every way. God, we thank you for our family. We thank you for our children, our grandchildren, our brothers, sisters, husbands, wives. Just praise you, God, for everything on today, God. We just thank you, God, because we can't thank you and praise you enough for what you've done and what you're going to do. We pray, oh God, that you keep us in this last hour as we get closer to the end time, God. You said it would draw worse and worse as we get to the end time. And we see all the signs of judgment all around about us, God. You said there'll be wars and rumors of wars. Oh God, we see the signs, God. You said blow the trumpet in Zion and sound the alarm, oh God. We hear the Reddit Church, oh God. We pray that you continue to help us to blow the trumpet in Zion and sound the alarm that you're soon to come. And you're coming back for a ready church without spot and wrinkles in our lives. Help us, God, to be about your business. God, I pray that you'll think through my mind, speak through my lips of clay. Help me to make a difference. In Jesus' name I pray. And the devil's defeated. God is exalted. Holy Spirit is present. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes, he is. You know, I'm always talking about how I'm so disturbed about everything that's taking place. I am, because I've been in the Lord for like 48 years. And as I always say, this is the worst that I ever seen. You know, witchcraft in America and spells and everything has changed and everything is upside down. Right is wrong and wrong is right. Bitter is sweet and sweet is bitter. You know, good is evil and evil is good. All these signs, everything has changed. You know, and the word, the world says as above, so is below, and all this stuff that the enemy is using against the body of Christ. Oh my God, and using in this world, period. You know, they said that T.D. Jakes is the next Billy Graham. People didn't pay attention. Oh my God, the devil's at work, y'all. He's been at work. It started out with this woman that I lose. Come on, we got to tear down everything that the enemy has built up. Because the Bible says everything that can be shaken is going to be shaken. And only those things that remain is going to stand. The word of God says everything is going down but God's word. You got to understand, this is crucial time. This is a crucial time. And this lesson that I'm going to study with you all is so important that you please, please pay attention. Please grab your paper. Grab your pencil. Grab your Bible, most of all. Because this stuff has got to be torn down. The enemy has come in just like he did Eve in the garden. Lied to her. Brought her to the point to doubt God. And to take her away from God's word, God's truth. And that same devil is working today to bring down the men and the women of God on today. You know, and God sent his son to restore us back because of what Adam and Eve did not do. They did not obey God. They doubted God's word when the serpent went into the garden and told Eve, started talking to her, and said, did God really say that? So today we got a lot of people today doubting God's word. Did he, God, really say that? Did God really say we could not? Oh, yes. So everything that the enemy is trying to build up, it's got to be torn down. And God said there's nothing here that should not be revealed. You know? So we're going to talk about that evolving conference. Come on, y'all. The evolving conference that T.D. Jakes' daughter, Sarah James Jakes, did. Oh, my God. In the atmosphere. That's what the enemy, principalities and powers of the air. See, the devil don't want me to get this out. Principalities and powers of the air. That's what the devil works in, the airwaves. You know, the radios, the computers, the TV. The TV tells you a vision. Television. It tells you a vision through your eyesight, through your eye gates and your ears. What you hear and what you see is very important. That's how the enemy poisons your system, by things that you see entering into your spirit through your eye gates and your are the windows to your soul. The Bible said the eyes are the window to your soul. So it's very important to be careful. It's dangerous what you take inside of your eyes, what you listen to, the music you hear, the words that be spoken. That's how they cast a spell over you, over your mind. The mind is the battleground for the devil. That's what the serpent went and talked to Eve. God had already placed inside her what she was to do, the do's and the don't. Do not touch the tree in the midst of the garden, because the day that you do, you will surely die. It brought in death. And we are the seed of Eve, Adam and Eve. So the seed was passed down. You don't have to teach us to do evil. We were born with that seed of evil and doing wrong. That's why you have to teach and train your children to do good, because they're born with the sin nature. Already know how to be bad. You have to teach them to be good. So Jesus sent his son. So God sent his son to restore us back where Adam and Eve fell. Jesus came on the scene to restore man back to God, a relationship back with God. That's what being born again is all about, bringing you into a relationship with God where he can talk to you. And he will lead and guide you. He will come and live in your little heart. He's big enough to live in all of our hearts at the same time. So, yeah, I want to talk to you about this evolving conference. It's really evolution. Evolution. In the form of witchcraft. A spell has been cast over the body of Christ, over the church, over the world today. The church and the world has a curse, witchcraft, spells has been cast over America. It's Babylon, has the same spirit of Babylon, paganism, occultism. Pay attention to what's being said to you, what's happening around you. There's a spell. It's been cast over America. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And as I said, with T.D. Jakes, it started out with the Woman Thou Art Loose conference, y'all. Woman Thou Art Loose. See, now if you were saved for real, and the enemy came and talked to you and told you you need to be loose, well, you were born in sin, so what do you go back to? Sin. If you was already born again, and you give your heart, you've given your heart to God, and you go back and be loose, what are you going to be loose to? But back to what the things you once did. If you was a drinker, a smoker, a cusser, a fornicator, whatever you used to be before you gave your life to the Lord, only thing the devil can loose you back to is the old you. Now there's two kingdoms. There's a kingdom of heaven and there's a kingdom of Satan. Satan rules his kingdom and God rules his. But which kingdom will you be in this last hour? Now I'm going to tell you, like I said, the devil used the woman that was loose. Look around you. Women are so loose. They don't have no clothes on. Everybody loose. You go on these sites. You go on Facebook, Instagram, anything. You can just, it's all about women's bodies with no clothes on. They are loose. The devil used him to loose you. Woman, thou are loose. Preachers, businesswomen, everybody is loose. Your clothes is gone. People taking their clothes off. Your breasts is out. Your butt is out. There's no respect. You're no respect for yourself. No respect for your children. No respect for your husband. No respect at all. Women has lost their respect. From woman, thou art loose. Oh, yes. And no more sheets. And everybody going back to bed. Everybody. Preachers running with one another wives. Preachers, men in the bed with men. Woman, thou art loose. No more sheets going back in the bed. Y'all better wake up. Y'all better wake up. Mm-hmm. Y'all better wake up. Now look. Now, Sarah Jakes is what T.D. Jakes used his daughter. Now, she's a married woman. The Bible says that a man should take his wife and they should cleave and be one. Forsaking all others, the two shall become one. So if Sarah belongs to her husband, why is she listening and being promoted by her father? She's supposed to be one with her husband, which she's not. Her father is ruling things. That's the serpent spirit. That serpent spirit. Not forsaking your mother or father. She has not forsaken her father. She's not with her husband's authority. She's with her father's authority. And the Bible says the two shall become one. So that's one thing that's out of order, along with all this other stuff. You know, the woman was made for man to be his helpmeet. Not her daddy's helpmeet, but her husband's helpmeet. The devil don't want me to get this out. Don't want me to get out. She's supposed to forsaken her father and her mother and cleaving to her husband. And the two shall become one. But this woman that are loose, evolving conference, worldwide, it's got to be torn down, y'all. It's got to be torn down. T.D. Jakes is not the potter. Jesus, God is a potter. God is the potter. He's supposed to be shaping us, molding us, and making us. But did you hear all those words he said over her? Like he was God and he was sending her forth. Oh my God. The woman evolved is I looked it up. Woman evolved breaks up with your fear. It said break up with your fear and revolutionize your life by Sarah Jakes Roberts. Woman evolved is a movement. And that's what the devil wanted to move. He was meant to move you out of the word of God, to take y'all away from God. A movement. That's what a movement means, to move you. To remove you. It said, woman evolved is a movement led by Sarah. Committed to what? Erase limits and challenging the norm and challenging the norm, what it means to be a modern woman of faith in 2023. Well, I'm going to tell you, we here at the Ready Church come to tear it down. Tear it down in 2024. We need to get back to the Word of God. It's not Jake's word. It's not Sarah's word. It's not Cotton Pearson's word. You know, all this new stuff that they, you know, try to bring in on the body of Christ, saying that, you know, God's doing a new thing. They don't want to follow what God's word say. They making their own word. Like Cotton Pearson say, he couldn't see hell. He couldn't see God sending nobody to hell. So he changed it. Nobody has the authority to change God's word. Same thing with T.D. Jakes. Y'all can't move God's word. He's turned down. He's shaking up stuff. And everything that's not like him, he's turning it down. So you're not God. Nobody is God but God. He's not God. And we got to stick with God's word. Gonna tear it down. Tear down Satan's kingdom. With this evolution. Evolution lies, y'all. Come on, y'all. It's got to be torn down. It's got to be torn down. The Bible said, let God's word be truth and man be a lie. Let's get your eyesight back. Come on. Get out of the darkness. I heard TDJ said too much light hurt your eyes. What do that mean? Who could that be? But the devil. Jesus said he's the light of the world. And we're supposed to be a light. Let's get your eyesight back. Let's get out of darkness. And let's get in the light. Because see, darkness is under demonic forces. Look at America. Look at American churches. What's taking place in American churches today? Humping, bumping, crumping. I heard TDJ say at Ed Young's church, he told his wife to stand up. He said she's the best twerker. Twerk. My wife still twerk. And, you know, y'all, in other words, he was saying she, even though they up in age, he said, my wife still twerk. Y'all better look at it. Go look at it on YouTube. Twerk. His wife is twerking. Y'all need to wake up. There's a spell that's been cast over American churches. And the devil used T.D. Jakes to do it. Yes, he did. Now, evolution. Let's talk about this. The evolutionists believe that all things evolves through gradual process in which the whole universe progresses through the interrelation of phenomena. The entire concept of evolution is unscriptural. History has proven the Bible to be correct. Science has been unable to prove their theology of evolution because it cannot be done. The Holy Bible is very clear on the subject of creation, y'all. Now look, Psalms 19:1 says, it says, the heaven declares, meaning certify that God, the glory of God, and the firmament shows the proof of beyond doubt of his handiwork, of his creation. God created us. Jason didn't create you. Kenneth Copeland didn't create you. Joyce Copeland, one named Gloria Copeland, talking about she can talk to the wind and tell the wind to cease. Y'all not paying attention to all this witchcraft. All this, just it's just crazy stuff taking place. Man's thoughts and not God's word. We got to stand with God's word. Yeah. Oh my God. It says, why was our universe created anyway? Why was man created? Okay, let's go to Revelation 4 and 11. It tells us, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power. For thou hast created all things, and for the pleasure that it was created. God created us for his glory, for his purpose, for his pleasure. 1 John 4 and 8 said, he that loveth not God knoweth not God, for God is love. God created everything to fit a specific purpose. Genesis 1 and 21 and 22 says, and God created the great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the water brought forth abundance after the kind, after their kind, and every winged fowl after their kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the water in the sea, and let fowl multiply on the earth. Genesis 1 and 21 and 22. And God said, let the earth bring forth a living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping things, and beasts of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, and after their kind, and everything that creeped upon the earth after his kind. And God said it was what? Good. Genesis 1, 24, 26. Write these scriptures down. We need to get our focus back. Get rid of this evolution stuff. It says in Proverbs 20 and 12, the hearing ears, the ones that's listening, the hearing ears and the seeing eyes. We got to watch. The seeing eye, the Lord has made even both of them. He made our eyes to see. He made our ears to hear. God's unlawful laws of kind always hold true. Genesis 1 and verse 11 and 12 said, and God said, let the earth bring forth grass, and herb yield seeds, and the fruit trees yield fruit after its kind. Those seeds is its in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and the herb yield seed after its kind, and the trees yield fruit, whose seed was itself after his kind. And God saw that it was what? Good. Y'all writing these scriptures down. Man was created in God's perfect image. And God said, now this is Genesis 1 and 26 and 28. And God said, we talking about a God said word, okay? We talking about what the Bible said, not what T.D. Jakes said, and not what scientists said, but what God's word said. It said, and God said, let us, meaning God, Christ, the Holy Spirit, make man in our image, after our own likeness, and let them, meaning all men, have dominion over the fish and of the sea and of the fowls of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing and every creeping thing upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, meaning talking about man, male and female, created he them. God blessed them. He made them and then he blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply. That's where the children come in. Man can't make no baby with a man. And a woman can't make no baby with a woman. It said, and be fruitful and multiply and do what? And replenish the earth. So to, and subdue it. And have dominion over the fowls of the air and over the every living thing that moveth upon the earth. That's Genesis 1, 26 and 28. It said man evolved. Women, man never evolved from a four-footed beast. Come on, y'all. Man never evolved from a four-footed beast. We came from our mother's womb. We ain't come from no ape. You see how evolution, you know, in the books that we was reading in school, it'd be a little ape, and then it get to be another ape. Go and you know, just grow and grow and grow until you get... I didn't come from no ape. You didn't come from no ape. It's a man never evolved. Never evolved from a four-footed beast. God made man to walk upright. Now, this is Ecclesiastes 7 and 29. It said, lo, excuse me, this only have I found that God has made man upright. He made us upright. But they, meaning all men, have sought our many inventions, mean devices and ways of sinning. Now, the theology of man's evolution, the theology of man evolving from a uebar is stupid. It's stupid. Which means, you know, a person that gossip, just spread gossip. It said every ever learning, this is 2 Timothy 3 and 7, you're just spreading gossip, theology, you know. Man, you know, talking about evolving. That's stupid. Ain't we didn't evolve. We came from our mother's womb. Come on, tear this stuff down and get back in the word of God so that you can have truth. It's saying the truth will make you free and keep you free. But when they talk about this evolution and evolving, we ain't evolving from nowhere. Ain't no animal, ain't no beast. It said, look, the problem is in 2 Timothy 3 and 7 is this with man. Ever learning, talking about that Big Bang Theory, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. The Big Bang Theory. Now see, the Bible agreed with true science and accounted in order the creation is affirmed in Genesis 1, 3, and 26. It said, here's a simple question for the scientists who came up with this ridiculous theology of evolution. Here it is. It says in Job 38, verses 4 through 8. It said, where was thou when I, talking about God speaking now, laid the foundation of the earth? Come on. Talking to these scientists with this ridiculous evolving and evolution. Come on. The Big Bang Theory. God is talking to you through his word. It said, where was thou when I, talking about God, he's speaking, laid the foundation of the earth and declared, if thou hast understanding, who has laid the measurements, the dimension thereof, if thou knowest, or who has stretched forth the lines upon it? Who? Whereupon are the foundation thereof fastened? And who has the cornerstone thereof? When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shout for glory, or who shut up the seas with doors when it breaketh forth, as it is these little bit of words, as spreading of the sea, and has walked in the search of the depth. This is Job 38 and 16. Y'all need to read this scripture. Has thou preserved the breadth of the earth? Declared if thou hast known it all. Where is the way where light dwelleth? And as the dark, as for darkness, where is the place thereof? This is Job 38:18-19. Y'all need to read this. Get back to the word of God so you can get your eyesight back. You've been walking in darkness, listening to this evolving and evolution that these people telling you. Get back to God's word. The word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. It will lead us and guide us. It said, by what way is the light parted, which scatters the earth, wind upon the earth? Has thou divided a undercourse of the overflow of the water, or the way for the lightning of thunder to cause it to rain on the earth? Shall no man, I can't see that, the earth where no man on the wilderness wherein there is no man to satisfy the desolation of wasted ground, and to cause the buds of the lentil and herbs of the spring forth? Has the rain of a father, or who has forgotten the drops of the dew out of whom the wound came, the ice? I think I see that right. I can't see. And the hip and the hoarding gray frost of heaven, has thou gendered it? The water has hid as a stone, and the face of the deep as frozen, talking about like icebergs. This is Job 38:24-30. Knowest thou the ordinance of heaven? Can thou see the dimension thereof in the earth? Can thou lift up the voice of the clouds, and the abundance of the water may cover thee? Can thou send lightning? Can thou, that they may go and say unto thee, here we are? When thou puttest wisdom in the inward part, or who has given understanding to the heart? Who can number the clouds of in wisdom? And who can say the bottles? Who can say the bottles of heaven, when the dust grows into its hardness and the clouds cleave fastened together? Job 38:33-38. Who provided for the ravens his food, and when the young ones cry with God, they wonder for liking of meat? Job 38:41. Then said, professing themselves, some of the scientists, to be wise, they became fool in Romans 1:22. Confessing to be wise, these men, these scientists, confessing to be wise. The Bible say, in Genesis 8:22, Ecclesiastes 1:3-7, it says, the sun also, I can't see, get my little light here. Of course, this is like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning right now. And I can't hardly see. Let's see, I can't see. The sun also arises, and the sun goes down, and has gone quickly to the place where he arose. The wind goes towards the south, and turneth about unto to where he arose. And the wind goes towards the south, and turneth about unto where he goes north. I'm repeating, I guess I'm saying the same line. It whirls about continuously, and the wind returns again according to the circuits. All the river runs to the sea, yet the sea is not full unto the place where the hence the river cometh thither. There they return again. Then it says, while the earth remaineth seed time and harvest and cold and heat and summer and winter and day and night shall not cease. That's Genesis 8 and 22. We telling you what the word says versus what, you know, the scientists, you know, and what man's thought. You know, the Bible says right here, let's see, in Colossians 2, let's see. Okay, see what it says. It said philosophers and scientists are designed to turn man away from spiritual teaching of God's word. Read Colossians 2, 8 through 1 and Timothy 6 and 20. Scientists agrees that the earth is round and is suspending in space, just as the Holy Bible states. It says in Job 26 and 7, it is he, God, that setteth upon the circles of the earth and the inhabitants thereof as grasshoppers, and stretches out of heaven as a current, and spreadeth them out of the tent to dwell in. That's Isaiah 40 and 22. He, to my God, stretches out the north over the empty space, place, and hangs the earth upon nothing. That's Job 26 and 7. I guess I should just give y'all these scriptures. Here we go. Scientists can save man from death, can it? Can scientists save man from death? You need to look it up. John 5, 28 and 29, 11 and 23 and 25, Psalms 49 and 7. And then you need to write down Leviticus 13, 9 and 11, Leviticus 11, I mean Leviticus 14, 32 through 42. Scientists agree that biblical account, diseases, and quarantine, they do believe that. It said man can never prove the Big Bang Theory. Never. Neither can man bring total control to the tides. Delinquents and world problems. That's 2 Timothy 3, 1 and 5. Luke 21 and 25. These are the answers, y'all. And then Isaiah 43 and 11. Revelation 21. 3 through 5, Matthew 6 and 10, and Romans 3 and 4. It says, God forbid ye, let God be truth and every man, I mean, evolutionary, a lie. Let God be true and every man be a lie. You're not God. We're not God. We must hold to the scripture, y'all. We must contend for the faith. We got to get back to the word of God. Get back to the Bible. Read these scriptures. I'll let you know it knocked down all this evolution stuff. All this evolving stuff. It is God that has made us. We're not to be evolutionaries. We got to stick with God's word. I'm not no ape. You're not no ape. We ain't come from no baboon. We ain't come from no monkey. We came from God. It's he that has made us, not we ourselves. Come on. Knock down this evolution. Knock down this evolving. It's the devil that has used T.D. Jakes to get this world system off. I don't know how much they paid him. Maybe they paid him about $1 million. A poor man from West Virginia. You know, can say a lot of fancy words. Well, I ain't got no fancy words for you. You know, all I got is the word of God. You know, that's what we got to stand on. And we got to come to God. as a little child, we got to humble ourselves and not think that you're a God and your head so big that nobody can touch you and you think you're great and you know, and I'm greatly to be praised and all that, you know, and Juanita Bynum up there talking about she indebted to T.D. Jakes the rest of her life. Oh, my God. How can you say that? He's not God. T.D. Jakes is not God. Y'all need to stop trying to make him out of God. And then they got a nerd to have Fantasia's at the E-Vibing conference. And you know how provocative she is. She up there praying with a little, oh my God. What in the world has happened to the church? What has happened? Fantasia's praying for the church? She just joined a sorority too. Steve Harvey? With his nasty mouth, T.D. Jakes promoted him too. He promoted Tyler Perry. He promoted all these people that's in darkness from the world. The Bible said, if you love in the world, the love of the Father is not in you. We look around, now they say he with P. Diddy. Come on, y'all. Y'all need to wake up. Wake up. The church is being destroyed. The church is being destroyed. T.D. Jakes is not the potter, and we're not the clay for him. But Jesus is the potter, and we're the clay. He's the one to mold us and shape us and to make us out what he wants us to be. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. All this stuff. Look at who's connected to who. Even Kirk Franklin sitting in T.D. Jakes' lap. And then T.D. Jakes sitting in a white man's lap, said, I don't know the man's name, well, he is white, sitting in his lap with a book. How did that look? A man sitting in another man's lap on the floor with a book in the hand? Come on, y'all, we need to wake up. Wake up, wake up, wake up before time is too late. I'm trying to blow the trumpet in Zion. I ain't claim to be no preacher. But I'm going to tell you what I see. And I know it's just not right. It's not right. It's not right. And we're trying to show you. Let the scales come off of your eyes so you can see what's taking place. If you look, T.D. Jakes is with everybody. He with the world and the church. Get your eyesight back and get it in the word and get it off these men. They're mere men. They're not God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus over everything that's not like you. We pray for salvation and deliverance, God. We pray that people will get back to your word. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray that all this evolution and revolution and all this that's not like you, oh God, will be torn down that people can see you high and lifted up. Get back in your word. Get back into the word of God. The safest place in the whole wide world is to be in the will of God, which is your word on today. It's still a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. Lead us and guide us, Lord. Draw us back to the light, for there's really a lot of darkness all around about us. But thank God, you are the light of the world. And you forever shining in our hearts. To God be the glory. We're here at the Ready Church. Just want to make a difference. I pray that you'll search and see what's taking place. And your eyes, the scales will fall off. Your eyes and your ears, the plugs, the whatever's holding your ears from hearing the word of truth will be unstopped. I plead the blood of Jesus over you, you and you. And no weapon formed against any of us shall prosper in these last and evil days. Pray for salvation and deliverance. In Jesus' name we pray. Devil defeated. God is exalted. Holy Spirit is present. And Jesus Christ still Lord. God bless you. Ready Church.
If America needs anything, it needs the breath of God to blow fresh again upon us. Worship with us as we sing, Breathe on Me.
Breathe on me. Breathe on me, Ghost power.
Holy Ghost power. Breathe on me.
Yesterday.
Yesterday's gone. Today I'm in thee.
Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost power. Breathe on me.
Come on.
Yesterday's gone. Today.